Here you go, five Hasidic ideas. Rosh Hashanah Tov Shin Pei. Our learner Shmin Lilui Nishmas, my great grandfather's Yetzer this week, Yosef Bechazka Levi, and Baruch Tzvi Berivka Ba, Baruch Tzvi, excuse me, Ben Ruven Nosson, Baruch Tzvi Ben Ruven Nosson, for Shlema Ben Yamin Samuel Ben Ben Yitz, Baruch Lebchai Masha, Dabat Hanach Mordechai Pefer Simcha. First idea comes to us from the Kiddushas Levi, and it's actually a Maisa, the Kiddushas Levi, right before he began to, his shofar blowing, he raised the shofar, and he turned back to the Nashim Sikonius, he turned back to the women's section, he said to the Nashim, since Sikonius in his shul, the shofar needs a good rinsing. And then what happened was, they all began to cry. All the women began to cry. And this is exactly the whole point of the shofar. The point of the shofar is supposed to be able to shake us up a little bit. Like the Baal Makri once came to Rav Elimelech Biderman's grandfather, and he asked him, what are the Kabbalistic ideas I should have? And I'm telling the Baal Tokea, Shvarim Trua, Tkia, what should I have in mind? He said, I don't know Kabbalas, and you don't know Kabbalah. But at the end of the day, I do know one thing. Shvarim is a broken heart. And Cherua is a big broken heart. It's a broken heart. It's a kafuf. You feel it when you. It's the shofar, it's the tefillah of your heart. And then this is exactly what the Baal Shem Tov Tov, Rav Wolf Kitzis. When it happened, Rav Wolf Kitzis made a whole entire Kabbalistic preparation for the Tkiah shofar. What happened was, right before the Tkiah, he lost it. And the Baal Shem Tov told him that a Lev Nishbar, a broken heart, will do just as much or even greater kavanas than all the Kabbalistic things. So what should you have in mind when you're hearing the Tkiah shofar? It's the scream of your heart. It's the scream. It's the silent scream of our neshama, of our heart. Beautiful idea of the Kiddushas Levi, or David Biderman, and the Baal Shem Tov. Moving on to idea number two. Idea number two comes to us from Soloveitchik. Even though Soloveitchik doesn't have per se Hasidic blood, I thought it was more of a Hasidic Torah. So we know the Rambam tells us that the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah is Shmiah shofar. But when it comes to Yovel, the Rambam says the mitzvah is tkiah. And the Rambam even holds by Hilchos Yovel that every person has to blow by tkiah, and they have to blow shofar by Yovel. Says the Soloveitchik, that what do we see by shofar? Shofar has a tefillah component. It's a tefillah component. We have a shlech tzibur for us. He's being yotzei us. There's two aspects of the mitzvah of shofar. Shofar says Rav Soloveitchik. There's a mitzvah of shofar, and then there's a tefillah of shofar. It's the tefillah of shofar. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, it should be bent over, like you're bending over in Shmon Esrei. And that's where Soloveitchik even goes as far to say, to compare it to Shmon Esrei, right? We know Shmon Esrei is the Keneged Kodesh Kadashim. When you dive in Shmon Esrei, it has to be towards Mizrach. So Rav Soloveitchik wants to go and goes through a lot of riots. So Shechter writes it up, and Rabbi Sachs writes it up. That when you're blowing shofar, you're mamish in the Kodesh Kadashim. It's the tefillah of the Kodesh Kadashim, and that says Rav Soloveitchik is really what the shofar is about. Shofar is not just a shofar, but with a broken heart, but it's a mamish the tefillah. Be explained a little bit in idea number three from the Talmud of the Maggid of Mizrach, Rav Uziel Meizlish, and he writes in his Sefer Tiferes Uziel, he says, what's the inyan by Tkiah shofar? What's the deep secret? He said it's like two people who love each other, like a father and son. They don't want anyone else to know what each one is writing the other one to. They don't want anyone to know what they're writing. It's hidden. Only the father knows. Only the father and son should know. He says this is exactly what Rosh Hashanah is. We don't want the mekatrigim. We don't want those things out there to know what we're saying. So it's the hidden tefillah that only the father and the son know. Hashem's our father, and when he hears his son blowing, he knows that secret tefillah. Rav Soloveitchik said the shofar is a tefillah. The Maggid of Mizrach goes even a deeper. The Maggid of Mizrach Talmud, Rav Uziel Meizlish, Tiferes Uziel says, it's the secret tefillah. It's the tefillah that can't be heard with words, but heard with our heart. And it's a secret between us and the Ribbono Shel. The fourth idea comes to us from the Kiddushas Levi. Kiddushas Levi says, we say in the tefillah of Musaf, Be'ein Melitz Yosher. There's no one else that could be a Melitz Yosher of us. We only have you, Ribbono Shel. Kiddushas Levi says you have to read it a little differently. Be'ein, when you realize that we're nothing and we're full of sin and we're in a low, such a low state, then Melitz Yosher. Be'ein, b'midah she'adam machzik atzmo la'ayin. When you make yourself not like nothing, ze gufa Melitz Yosher. Then you could be a Melitz Yosher for yourself. When you realize all you could have to rely on is the Ribbono Shel's rachamim, which we know what the shofar is all about, is trying to be mahach b'gdil to rachamim. When you're be'ein, then we're Melitz Yosher. Then that's the biggest sign, the biggest helper for yourself, the biggest defender. And this is exactly what Eitan Katz loves to quote from the Baal HaTanya on his Nigin Me'ayin. Me'ayin yavo ezri, ezri mi Hashem osei shemayim v'aretz. Me'ayin, says the Baal Tanya, when a Jew feels like they're me'ayin, they're nothing, then yavo ezri, then the Ribbono Shel Olam will come with tremendous yeshuas and tremendous salvation. And finally, the fifth and final idea, or vort from this week's parsha, the Mor Hashemesh writes from his Rebbe, the Rono Melech, and the Gemara quotes in Tezayinu Anav, Lama Token, Rachman Amar Toku. The Gemara says, why do we blow? The Gemara says sarcastically, Lama Token, Rachman Amar Toku. The Gemara says, we blow because the Torah told us. It says, no, Melech, what's the deeper idea? He says, you want to know why we blow? We blow because the Ribbono Shel Olam told us to blow. We blow because that Kadosh Baruch Hu told us to. Because we're blowing because the Kadosh Baruch Hu told us to, we're changing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mood from din, from gvura, from strictness into mercy. Right? Like the Rambam says, everyone knows the Rambam. If Moshe Tzvi loves quoting this, Moshe Tzvi Weinberg, my Rebbe Shlita, likes quoting this Rambam. The Rambam says, why do you blow the shofar? So everyone knows, Uri Sheni Mishinaskam. To wake us up, it's an alarm clap. But the Rambam says another idea. You want to know why we blow the shofar? Because it's Xeris Akasuk. Because the Pasuk says in the Torah, blow the shofar on the first day of the seventh month. That's why we blow the shofar. And that's exactly what the Mor Hashemesh says from the Rebbe Melech. Lama Tokin Rachmana Amar Taku. The Torah told us to blow. Rotzen Hashem for Rotzen Hashem. Let's just review these five ideas. The Kedushas Levi once raised a shofar, and he said to the Nashim Sekanius behind him, he said that the shofar needs a good cleansing, and they all began to cry. Because that's exactly what shofar is supposed to do. It's supposed to rouse us to tears. It's supposed to rouse an emotion, a feeling. And that's exactly what the Baal Makri asked Rav David Biederman, what his kavanah should be. And Rav David Biederman, Rav Eli Malach Biederman's grandfather said, I don't know Kabbalah, and you don't know Kabbalah, but I do know one thing. Shvarim is a broken heart, Shrua is a big broken heart. And this is what the Baal Shem Tov Torah, Wolf Kitzitz, who lost his Kabbalistic sheets, he said, a Lev Nishbar, a broken heart could do much greater things. The second idea of Soloveitchik says, why the difference by the Rambam says, the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah, Shmiah, of Tkiah Shofar, by the mitzvah Yoiva is Mamash Tkiah. Because when you know what it's all about, Shmiah, because Shofar is the mitzvah, it's a tefillah component. It's not just Shmiah, not just the mitzvah Shofar, but it's the tefillah Shofar. That's why the Shofar has to be kafah, it's to be a little bent over, Rashi says, over there in the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah, Chavav or Chavzayin. It's to be bent over a little bit. You have to be bent over like you're davening Shmon Esrei. And that's what he says, when you're blowing Shmon Esrei, when you're blowing the Shofar, it's like you're in the Kodesh Kadashim, it's like you're davening Shmon Esrei, a broken heart. The third idea, bouncing off of salvation, because I think about this, the shofar being tefillah. It's a Teferis Uziel, the Tam and the Malgan Medrash, who says, Davki, you want to know what the tefillah of shofar is? It's like, it's the hidden letter that only the father and son know the code. And only two people know the code. We don't want to let anyone get in the way. That's what the shofar is. It's the hidden tefillah. It's the words. It's the tefillah with no words. The fourth idea, the Kedushas Levi says, Be'ein, Me'elat Yosher. We have no Me'elat Yosher. Says the Kedushas Levi, when you realize you're Be'ein, when you realize we're nothing, then Me'elat Yosher. Then that's the biggest defender, that's the biggest chus, that's the biggest merit for you. And that's exactly what Eitan Katz likes to quote from the Baal Tanya, from the Tehillim. Me'ayin, when you realize you're nothing, then Yavo Ezri, then the Kedush Baruch will come to help, says the Alter Rebbe. The fifth and final idea, the Mor Hashemesh quotes the Rebbe Melech, who says, the Gemara says the Rosh Hashanah, and says Zayin Amadav, Lama Token. Gemara says, why should we blow? Rachman Amar Taku, because the Torah told us to blow. It says the Nomele Melech. You know what it means when we blow the shofar because the Kadosh Baruch Hu told us to. We sweeten all the judgments into Rachmim. We bring their bonus from din, from strictness, from judgment into mercy. And that's exactly what the Rambam says. The two reasons. The first reason everyone knows. Uri Yishini Min Shinaschem. The Rambam says the shofar is supposed to wake us up, an alarm clock. You want to know, also says the Rambam, why we're supposed to blow shofar? Because Kadosh Baruch Hu told us to. We should be zochah b'ezras Hashem to take these five ideas. The shofar being a lev nishbar, the broken heart, the tears, the shofar being a tefillah, the shofar being the secret tefillah, only al Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Father and his children know the bittul, the anava that we have when we hear the shofar. And finally, we blow the shofar because the Kadosh Baruch Hu told us to be mikabarat and Hashem. Ksil ksimatova, good gebenshtir.